dictation for Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, Johnson, November 2838, addressed as a letter to Dr. Abimbola, A-B-I-M-B-O-L-A, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Abimbola, follow-up for Mrs. Johnson, who has chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, small kidney, last visit December 2022. In this period of time, she was admitted to the hospital in October. I was not involved in his care, was treated for CHF decompensation, bilateral infiltrates, empirical antibiotics, no organism isolated, no heart attack. There was pleural effusion ascites and progressive anemia. She started on Jardiance. Diuretics change to Lasix. Prior Lozol, L-O-Z-O-O-L, was discontinued. She was given potassium replacement. Other blood pressure medications were adjusted, including new hydralazine and old ones, Norvasc, Metoprolol, cholesterol triglyceride treatment. In that opportunity, an echocardiogram shows preserved ejection fraction. Both atria are enlarged. There was moderate pulmonary hypertension with moderate tricuspid regurgitation. Right ventricle was considered normal. Inferior vena cava was not dilated, and there was normal respiratory variation greater than 50%. CAT scan shows the moderate bilateral pleural effusion. At that time, there was already documented ascites. Liver was considered normal. Spleen not enlarged. Kidneys without obstruction. She does have a cystocele. At least 3 centimeters below normal. The left kidney was atrophic. Since that time, she was evaluated in the emergency room just a few days ago, February. For worsening of above symptoms, was not admitted to the hospital. At home, she lives alone, but family members are close by. She's very careful to avoid salt. She has noticed increased edema and ascites. I review her fluid intake. Appears to be water around 48 ounces plus 8 ounces of coffee. Appetite is down, some early satiety. Probably from the ascites, denies vomiting, dysphagia, frequent diarrhea 5 days a week without any bleeding, chronic frequency nocturia, no incontinence, infection, cloudiness, or blood, no open ulcers, mobility restricted, no chest pain, palpitation, or syncope, no oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, denies orthopnea, PND. She also has seen Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N, they stopped the Norvasc altogether. This is a month ago, January 18. Today, physical exam, weight 131, blood pressure 203.84. Breast sounds decreased 1/3 bilateral with coarse RALS from the pleural effusion. There is regular reading with an S4 gallop, bilateral JVD, ascites without peritoneal signs, 3/4 plus edema below the knees, normal speech, mild decreased hearing, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, emergency room, few days ago, anemia around 9, a normal white blood cell platelet, MCV of 96, creatinine elevated to 1.99, baseline has fluctuated 1.8 to 1.9. A low sodium 136, a normal potassium metabolic acidosis of 20, low albumin at 3.3, liver function test not elevated, present GFR 24 stage 4, pro-BNP, back in October 9,000, presently 5,000. Recent iron studies normal, phosphorus not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Kathy has evidence of advanced diastolic type congestive heart failure with biventricular failure, with worsening lower extremity edema and ascites. With secondary pulmonary hypertension from heart issues. There are plans for stress testing this coming March 12th. This is a postponed from unable to do the original schedule. I'm going to increase the furosemide 40 alternating with 60 milligrams, continuous all fluid restriction, daily weights. She's not on respiratory failure for what I'm not putting her in the hospital, has not required supplemental oxygen. She does have, however, uncomfortable abdominal distension. We are going to proceed to do a paracentesis and send appropriate testing for albumin, protein concentration, cell count and cultures. My suspicion for peritonitis is very low. She has anemia, which likely represents advanced renal failure. I don't see any, iron levels are appropriate. In the hospital back in October, November, there was positive hemocult in the stools and supposedly dark stools. No EGD colonoscopy has been done. She will need EPO treatment. There is no evidence of chronic liver disease. We discuss all above findings. We will try to be careful diuresis without imposing a rapid change of intravascular volume that might affect kidney function. We are trying to find a medium ground, not too dry, not too wet. I'm going to update urine sample for proteinuria. There has been secondary hyperparathyroidism that does not require treatment. Phosphorus does not require binders. B12 folic acid has been normal. She previously has gross proteinuria from diabetic nephropathy. She does have a small kidney on the left side, which very well could represent renal artery stenosis. However, at this moment, she is not a candidate for invasive procedures. At some point, we will check arterial Doppler for renal artery stenosis. She has documented coronary artery calcifications, coronary artery calcifications. She already has an appointment with Dr. Berlin this coming Wednesday, 2 days from today. I would like to see her back in the next few weeks. End of dictation.